Listening Library presents Digging for Trouble, The Devlin Quick Mysteries by Linda Fairstein. Read for you by Kathleen McInerney. For Nancy Drew and for Joe and Frank Hardy, who taught me everything I needed to know about sleuthing. Chapter 1.
I think I'm afraid to keep digging, Dev, Katie said. We were both on our hands and knees, crawling up the side of a gulch in Montana, somewhere between the Great Plains and the Rocky Mountains. I turned over and sat up, reaching for a bottle of water from my backpack. You haven't got any reason to be afraid, Katie, I said. Take a sip and chill out. It was 94 degrees in the middle of the afternoon, and there was nothing, no trees, no bushes or shrubs, nothing to offer any shade to us as we inched forward over the brown sandstone surface of the hill. I don't want to be touching anybody's bones, Katie said, brushing off her hands. That would really creep me out. It's not people we're looking for, it's fossils, I said. Trust me, I'm not interested in coming face to face with human bones either. Then why are you working so hard at this? I had a small hammer and a whisk broom, sort of a handheld miniature version of a large sweeper, sticking out of my pants pockets. I had been using both of them, one to poke at rock formations and the other to brush away the dirt that covered them, as I made my way up the steep incline. Come on, Katie. You like a good adventure as much as I do. There are supposed to be dinosaur fossils all over this valley, I said.